welcome one and all, good citizens of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, Earth, the universe, wherever you are listening to us, because I can say that confidently. Now that we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts, you could be listening on Venus. I don't care. Woo. I don't judge the Venusians. Is that how you...
Venusians.
Venusians.
Yeah. Aren't Venusians the people from... You no, said, that's Venusians.
Oh, you said yeah. that with confidence, as if you knew someone from Venus.
You don't know that I don't.
So I'm going to ask you to cite your source, sir. Okay, so I've watched
a lot of space documentaries.
That's right. You've watched it. Probably. Probably got on one of those curiosity streams that all the YouTubers are hyping up. Anyway, this is Game Over. This is not a curiosity stream, although we'd love to be bought by Curiosity Stream. We would love to be on there. This is Game Over, the premier video game show hosted by currently two brothers, a third person, and hopefully someone out in the field. Let's see. Hopefully we've had more luck this week. Matt, are you out in the field?
Hey, I am.
Oh! Hey! Ah! Wait. I prepared for this moment. Hold on. Nope, that's the wrong sound effect.
Not quite prepared enough.
I hadn't prepared enough. Hadn't prepared that either. I mean, yay!
We did it.
That's what happens when Google autoplay is on and you have a certain YouTube video sound show coming up, of which now there are three competitors.
Ooh.
That's right.
I should have brought the buzzers.
Nate, you probably should have, but you didn't know there was going to be an extra person. So
and we couldn't really get the buzzer to match. So.
Yes, we're going to Amazon Prime ship the buzzer to Matt. Since it is Amazon Prime,
in the
we need like same half hour shipping.
Yeah, which I think in some places where they have like they do they're pretty quick with the Amazon Prime.
Like
shipping
in New York,
yeah, it's like within like a couple hours. Yeah. If mm-hmm. you're anyway, that's not what we're talking about. We're here to talk about video games. There's been a lot of video game news this week, but what's just as important is that we kind of started an indie video game discussion last week and then got cut off, and we also again have a sweet. Now it's a little bit too late, but whatever, best of seven edition of Name That Sound, which I'm very excited about. Okay, so first up this week, obviously I am your host, Simon Pazdor, my faithful squadmate in the studio, Adam Pazdor. Matt is out there in the field, and we are joined by special guest host,
Farron.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Perfect. So you're a relatively new hardcore gamer.
Yes.
That you now have a Nintendo Switch. Just in time, let's start on first news story. To them, announce a brand new Nintendo Switch.
Which, I feel like the Game Over Facebook page appreciated my joke that I made in the comments.
What was the joke that you made?
I said that they should call it the Nintendo 1DS.
Yeah, that was a deep cut. You had to rely on people knowing the 2DS and go back.
Yes.
Is that what you're going with that?
Well, yeah. Like there was like the 3DS, and then there was like the 2DS, which was like the original DS, but...
But 2D,
which is...
Without the 3D.
Like the 3DS, but going back a step. And then because it only has one screen, it would be like the 1DS.
There you go.
I thought that was pretty
clever. The Nintendo S.
Yeah.
I got... That joke got a sharp exhale through my nose, which is...
Thank you.
Ah, that's right. Perfect. Okay, so they've announced Nintendo... Let's stop waffling around here. They've announced Nintendo Switch Lite. Light, of course, spelled like Light Bright, L-I-T-E, because who actually spells words these days? And it's basically Nintendo Switch. It's sort of what you described, Farron. It's Nintendo Switch fused with the 2DS, where it's one big, well, not as big, but it's one block. It's one unit. The Joy-Cons no longer come out. They also don't have buttons. They have D-pads. And the big deal, which is why what I said on the Facebook page, is why should they call it a Nintendo Switch if it can't plug into your TV?
Right.
They also announced the resolution. It's going to be, I think, slightly lower resolution, and I actually thought it was very interesting. They announced it, and then they sort of said, here's the differences with it versus Nintendo Switch, and none of them were good. So it's like, if you're
well,
doing
there's
a commercial
one thing
this,
that's better. Well, two things that are better. One, if you don't own a television.
Yeah, I suppose that could happen.
And which a lot of people don't anymore.
In this day and age, yeah.
Fair enough. That's you.
That's me. For those of you who don't know, on TV Talkers, I am Fair Enough because my name is Farron and I make valid enough points a lot of the time. And then the other thing, too, is, for example, I shout out to Lucas, if you're listening, even though you're probably not, who is a volunteer that I work with at the summer camp.
He should be.
He is saving up to buy a Switch, and he was in my camp and he was on his phone at lunch and he said, oh my gosh, Farron, Nintendo just came out with a new Switch and I can afford this one right now. I don't need to save up any more money.
Yeah, it's about $100 cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they did announce, I shouldn't say that there were no benefits, they did announce that it's going to have a longer battery life too.
Which makes sense because it has, I almost just said less screens. I'm thinking about the DS.
But it's a smaller screen, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it has a smaller screen.
Yeah.
There's just less stuff going on.
So it's yeah. basically the newest version of the fully portable console. So I was going to come out here and wonder who this was for, but Farron, you might have just described someone this was for. But yes. but first we'll go to Matt, because you're out there in the field. Does this have any... I mean, I know you're actually in a situation right now where you don't have a TV. Is that
yeah.
correct? Yeah, so you're...
Well, I mean, I brought mine with me, but I most people, yeah, don't.
Yes, so...
When you game so hard.
Would this yeah. be something that would appeal to you? If assuming you didn't have a Switch, obviously.
Yes, I mean, I really like being able to plug it into a TV. So for me, the ability to put it on the TV is too big of a thing, so I would always go for the normal Switch. I actually do really like this, though, and I can see a lot of people where this would be a really good option for them. Hmm. For me, I think the biggest one is just, like, parents with kids.
Yeah.
You know, it it's cheaper. I saw someone post online that, like, there's nothing that you can, like, take off and lose.
That's a good point.
And,
yeah.
you know, it, you know, maybe leaves the one TV in the house free for other people.
Yeah. See,
and so it's maybe not for totally. Me personally, but I see a lot of people where this would be a really good thing.
It does kind of remind, like when I saw the 2DS for the first time, I thought this looks like a more durable console than
yeah.
the 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
it just looks more like a children's toy. So that might be where this Switch came from. And it doesn't have buttons. It has the D-pad. Maybe they did, like maybe the D-pad is more resistant to being chewed upon or something like that.
Yeah.
The Joy-Cons no longer disconnect. But I feel like in addition to losing everything on the TV, you're also, like, can you play... Do we know if you can play with other Joy-Cons with it just on a kickstand or something like that?
That's what Lucas, the boy I know, brought up immediately. He's going into grade 9 in September, so I can't remember exactly his age, but to give you an idea.
Yeah.
He was like, well, can you play 1-2 Switch on it? Like, can you borrow 1-2 yeah. Switch from your friend or play 1-2 Switch with extra Joy-Cons?
I believe what they said in the video was to play 1-2 Switch, you do need... You need other Joy-Cons. I thought that they said that.
And then my other question would be, how do you connect those Joy-Cons to the Switch Lite?
Exactly.
Because there's no, like, cord or anything on... Would you need to buy, like, a special adapter?
Yeah, I don't know. And have they fixed some of the basic problems? Like, now that you can't... First of all, they said it doesn't connect to a TV whatsoever, but we don't know where the charge port is. And as anyone who has a Switch, you know that since it does have a little kickstand, but the kickstand... covers the charger basically.
Yeah.
Because if you have it on the kickstand, you can't charge it at the same time. So if you're taking away someone's capacity to plug it into a TV and play while charging there, are you putting the charge port on the top so that you can now charge it and play it? Because if you can't, like if you lose the TV, you need it to have a better, excuse me, built-in kickstand. I'm getting very emotional about this. Adam, I'm going to go on a limb and say this probably isn't the Switch for you. But I'm curious about your opinion.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. This is not the Switch for me. Because at present, I do have a TV. And I probably will have a TV for the foreseeable future. And also, I am not a child.
Or at least a monitor.
yeah, or at least a monitor. But I think that's sort of exactly what it is. Is this is for, you know, parents who want to buy their kid the latest thing and would like them not to, you know, break it and waste $500.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
Okay. So then I'll turn it back to Farron.
Yes.
Here's my question for you.
Okay.
It's not that much cheaper.
No.
Does it need to be cheaper?
Like for parents to buy for kids?
Yeah. Because if you're targeting, like for $100, if you're a parent, and I know you have more contact with parents because of your work.
I do.
Could you see this as a thing? Well, because to me, maybe I'm just a lazy parent potentially, but I would think, well, it's just $100 and I can connect it to the TV.
I think that parents like to see what their kids are doing. So if the Switch is plugged into the TV, they can see what their kids are playing.
Exactly.
Right? So then they have that context. Also, from like a biological standpoint, when you're on your phone or when you're on a portable game, you're hunched over and you're close to the screen and like it's not good for your body and stuff like that. Like there's all this research thing that like our anatomy is changing from being on our cell phones so much. So playing it on the TV would be better for that. It's more inclusive with the family. You're less like isolated sitting in the corner playing on it.
Exactly.
The other thing too is I work at a more wealthy summer camp. And when I was with the children aged 8 to 11, I saw a lot of them bringing their Switches to camp. And their favorite thing to do was to unplug the Joy-Con, sit it in front of the two of them, and they'd play Mario Kart.
Yeah.
So you're removing that sharing element, which is really cool with the Joy-Cons, and how you don't need to buy extra controllers in order to play with multiple people. So if a kid brought his Switch Lite, it would be like, another kid could be like, oh, can we play Mario Kart? And it's like, well, I can play Mario Kart and you can watch.
Yeah, exactly. It suddenly becomes inherently more single player. And even if you can, so let's assume that you can buy other Joy-Cons and then make it work with them. So you can have it on the kickstand and play as if it's its own TV, hence the name Switch. But you're still, how much are Joy-Cons? Like $80?
Yeah, they're not cheap.
So now you're spending almost as much as you would have on a real Switch to make it that your existing Switch can do the stuff it should have done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And I think, like, Farron brings up a really good point. Yeah, there you go.
That's your first time, so we have to, like, hey, he finally did it. Well, we've been doing a TV Talkers for years.
No, I think that's a really good point. I didn't consider that because, yeah, that's the social part is a very important aspect. And when you have the handheld, I know we both grew up with Game Boys. We got every single iteration of them over the years.
Yeah.
And it just leads you to sit alone in the corner all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, that's a very good point. And I think I'm kind of with Simon on this. If I'm a parent and I'm seeing this, I'm going, how much is it? How much is the...
I think the original Switch, I'm tempted to check now, but I know it's cheaper because of Amazon Prime, but the original Switch is like $400, I believe. So I think this is like...
I believe after tax, it's like $450.
Yeah, so I want to try to find the Canadian prices, but operate as if it's...
The release price in American dollars is $200.
Yeah, but I think that, so Canadian, okay. $300.
Yeah. I like low-key forgot you were there, Matt. And suddenly your voice just appeared in my ear, and I thought I was imagining it for a second.
But the point I was, yeah, I'm with you. And like, if I'm already spending $300 on this thing, then like, unless I am, first of all, if I'm the sort of parent for whom that is a massive expenditure, I probably don't want to get the thing at all.
Right. You maybe would get an iPad.
Yeah.
Something that's significantly like,
something
cheaper.
For, you know, $100 or something.
Yeah. Even an iPad is really expensive, actually.
Yeah. But if I'm at the point where I'm like, I can spend $300 on this for my child, then, yeah, I probably spend $400 and get the real thing.
It's also a lot harder to, like, I'm sure you guys had it growing up where it would be like, oh, we got the newest video game console. The two of us is a Christmas present for both of us.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that with the Switch Lite.
No.
Which you could 100% do with the Switch.
We have to buy two of everything, which we did.
Right. So, and you can't do that with the Switch Lite. So I don't think it's good for little kids. Also, if you're worried about your kids breaking it, no matter which one you get, you're going to be buying cases, you're going to be buying screen protectors, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to be buying that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, it almost would have made more sense if it came out in reverse order. Like, first they announced, it's like, hey, we have this brand new console. It's called, you know, the Microsoft, or the, not the Microsoft, the Nintendo Lite. I'm trying to think of a name that's not the Switch.
Yeah.
Hence the name, right? And then later on, they were like, and now you
the
can
Nintendo
connect
Portable?
It to your TV. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, and then the new one would sell like hotcakes. But it's like, you already have something. If I wanted to do stuff like this, like the 3DS is an existing console that's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, if you're a fan of Nintendo, put yourself in this position. You're a fan of Nintendo, you didn't buy a Switch. What about the Switch Lite?
Are you describing yourself, Adam, as the only person on this radio show right now who doesn't own the Switch themselves?
And is a fan of Nintendo? Yes. And yeah, so you come out with a Switch Lite and you're going, okay, can't take the Joy-Cons off, don't really care, hate holding those things in my hands, can't connect it to the TV. Why do I not just play on my 3DS then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do have one of those.
Right. If you didn't already, I feel like the DS is more viewed as like a child's toy externally, like not from like a gamer perspective. But like if a random adult were to walk past the street and they saw like an adult man and a child and there was a DS on the floor, they'd probably assume it belonged to the child
and not
the adult. Yeah. So I feel like maybe the thought process is that the Switch Lite is more like a grown-up version of it, but then it comes in these goofy colors.
Yeah. And it looks like Nintendo has stuck with marketing to kids. Like, let's not forget the Labo was a thing.
Yes, Nintendo Labo.
And that was, like, my reaction to that is pretty much my reaction to the Switch Lite. It's like, why? That's cool. I'm glad it exists. Not for me.
Not for me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I don't mind people marketing to people who aren't me.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, what do you think? By the way, since we haven't heard
just so we can't forget it.
I gotta say, I do like the goofy colors. Like, if I was able to get like a yellow or like a turquoise regular Switch, I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
But I think there's a not insignificant like market for people that like would never hook it up to their TV, don't care about being able to hook it up to their TV, and like aren't the kid at camp who's like having their buddy come over and play Mario Kart with them. I think, like with the 2DS, I saw many things on Reddit with people being like, finally an inexpensive 3DS. I think there's still a decent market for a less feature heavy version of something that's cheaper. Because I don't know, I think you're underestimating how much cheaper $100 is. I think there's definitely quite a few people that would say like, oh, thank God, a cheaper version of the Switch, and they don't really care about the missing features. I'm expecting it to do pretty well.
If I hadn't gotten my Switch already, which I did get for free at a wedding social, I probably would be more inclined now at this point to get that one. Mm. But I really like Just Dance.
Yeah, see,
which is silly. So I couldn't play Just Dance
down from the normal one.
Yeah. Yeah. The question
like,
for me,
some things that I wish it still would be able to do.
Well, that's the thing. Right, hold on. So the 2DS, though, basically the only thing it limited was the fact that your DS can fold, but I guess they're trusting that most kids probably don't carry around DSs in their pockets because kids' pockets aren't that big, so that's not that big of a deal, and that probably helped with the durability. And it got rid of the 3D. Those are the two big things the 2DS did in addition to being cheaper. And to my knowledge, no one seriously uses the 3D. No. I don't know a single person who is like, every time I play my 3DS, I have 3D on all the time.
They don't even recommend that you do that.
No, absolutely not. No. So it got rid of a totally useless feature.
Yeah, the biggest downside to the 2DS was that it looked dumb.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It looked like those like LeapFrog tablets for two-year-olds.
It did. Yeah. But in that sense, it looked durable.
Yeah.
Because those things look durable. Whereas this thing, the thing that they're moving from it is the ability to play it on a TV, which, again, if you're playing like Mario Kart and you have two friends, that's great. Maybe you can have the split screen on the Switch, and that would be sort of okay, even if you're leaning in and squinting. But like Mario Kart's great with three, and it's great with four, and so are Mario Party. And there's no way you can realistically have a Switch screen split four ways and still be able to see anything.
Yeah, no.
It's
and we even struggle
unlikely.
On a TV to do that.
Yeah, it's tough no matter where it is.
Yeah, the thing is, Japan is super big on the mobiles. They're like, they would not really care much about the TV.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's good for commuters.
It's everyone on the subway playing Monster Hunter on their 3DS, basically.
Yeah. And that is, like, I'm sure, like, Nintendo's not stupid. I'm sure they did market research and they found that enough people would be interested in something like this. Yeah. But it might be just the, I mean, maybe, because Winnipeg doesn't have a huge, we have buses and stuff like that, but it's not like a major Japanese or major American city where they have a subway that you'd be taking all the time.
Yeah.
So.
It would be good for commuters.
Yeah, it would be good for commuters. Okay, so let's move on from the Switch news. There's been a bit, I know we want to talk about indie games, but I feel like we need to devote a full half hour to indie games, just an indie game recommendation show where we just fan about indie games. I also want to make sure we have enough time to do Name That Sound, because I'm so excited about it.
Yes, we only have 10 minutes.
But we only have 10 minutes, and I'm going to take a couple of those minutes to hype up. So last week I announced that there was going to be an announcement. Today I'm making an announcement. So we are giving away tickets to Icon. Matt, you think it's Icon?
I would call it Icon.
I thought it was Akon. We're trying to schedule an interview.
It's Icon.
It's Icon?
It's Icon.
There you go. So we're going to try and schedule an interview, and one of my questions was going to be, how exactly are you supposed to pronounce this thing? It's kind of embarrassing. Well, let's go with Icon. We have two people who are confirming that it's supposed to be pronounced Icon. So we are going to be giving away tickets to Icon in addition to the fact that we'll be there, and you can meet us if you want to. That would be great. But in order to win the tickets, so we're giving away two tickets to the Friday of Icon. But in order to qualify to win them, you have to like us on Facebook, Game Over UMFM, And then you have to find us on the podcasting app of your choice. Again, still not Spotify. I am still Say Anything John Cusacking outside of the Spotify offices in Sweden, trying to get them to let us on to them. They're just not doing it. Or at least it's been totally radio silence from them. But that's okay. There are a billion other podcast apps. Or, you know what's a great way to listen to podcasts? On UMFM.com. Let's hype up the fact that UMFM are the people hosting us. So, subscribe to us on the podcasting app of your choice. Like us on Facebook and send us a subscription. Or send us a screenshot of your subscription screen. So then we know that you are listening to our dulcet tones every Monday. You don't agree with the word dulcet tones?
I just wasn't expecting you
We're
to say
We're the most
it.
Dulcet.
not when you say it that way.
I'm not even totally sure if I could have a really smooth...
What's the
dictionary definition of dulcet?
I just looked it up, actually.
Hit us with dulcet, Adam.
Sweet and soothing.
Yeah.
However, it is often used ironically.
So it's perfect.
It really is.
Excellent. So if you want to be listening to our dulcet tones, please please subscribe. And please enter to win the two tickets, because Icon. I got to get out of my system. It's going to be fantastic.
I want you to know.
Think about it's like if you stub your toe.
I got it. It was very popular in 1800 and has dwindled since then until 2000, when it has picked up again.
Yeah.
The rise of
until
Ireland.
2019, then you saw a sudden Google search spike of the word dulcet. Okay, so we don't have a ton of time to talk about other news, but there has been more Three Houses news. They released the intro cinematic, which is has something that surprised a lot of people. And they also released all the classes. So IGN has a video of every class in the game. They do that little thing where if you sit in the loading or the opening screen, you'll sort of shuffle through the classes. They've released that video. A lot of new ones there look very exciting. And the intro cinematic, Matt and Adam, for Matt first, have you seen it?
Yeah, I just watched it today.
Yeah, Adam, have you seen it?
No.
So it's very entertaining. It shows off a battle that is heavily featured in the trailer, so it's nice to know they get that out of the way immediately. But what's really interesting is that, particularly the very end, is quite gory.
Oh.
And Fire Emblem and Nintendo in general has really shied away from blood.
Yeah.
But in this particular cinematic, you have, I believe, the Demon King Nemesis. And the, I'm blanking on the name, but basically the chick that started this, Saros, the Divine Saros.
Yeah.
So, and they're fighting, and Saros kind of disarms him and then goes and just beats the crap out of him. Like, with her fists. It was very visceral. And then you think she's done. She whips out a knife and it's like holding him just under his chin. You know how people do in anime?
Yeah. Oh,
and she's like, yeah. And then I forget what he says, but then she just stabs him.
like multiple times.
Yeah, like prison shanks him. And then it like pulls up and you can just see the blood all around him. We're like, damn, Fire Emblem.
I mean.
And like the last shot, she's like holding the dagger and like says something about like her, like to her mother. Presses the blade against her face, takes it back, and then like half of her face is covered in blood.
Yeah.
Like it's
gnarly.
I mean, they did release Doom
cool
for
looking,
the Switch, so
but not expected, that's for sure.
Yeah, but is this Matt? Is this the mark of a new tone for Fire Emblem and Fire Emblem Three Houses?
I mean, if it is, I'm down for the change.
It's got
to
be right.
The whole thing was like closer to it was more like anime Dark Souls than anything I've seen from Fire Emblem.
Totally.
It was really cool. I was into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely a shift from previous games.
Wow.
Yeah, like it's always been dark, but not necessarily visually so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that that's the opening cinematic and the fact they released it, that's clearly
that's
them. Yeah, that's a statement. That's them saying, hey, this is the type of game. Like it's going to be this cutesy persona, you're the nice professor thing for a while. And it sounds like that while was like at least 30 hours from what reviewers are saying already. But eventually it's going to get dark. How do you feel about that, Adam?
I'm excited.
Perfect. Me too. Okay. It's time for our favorite segment. Now it's a three-player battle of Name That Sound. I need to get like an echo or something or some sort of sound effect on that. But I've been dying to do this again. It's our favorite new segment that we've started trying this spring, and now we're reviving it now that we have Matt on the line. So we have seven sounds and three competitors.
This I don't know what's happening.
You're going to play us a sound from a video game. We have to identify what it's from.
That's
okay,
exactly
I won't be good at this.
Well, you never know.
It's okay. I'm not good at this either.
Okay. Yeah.
So far, Matt's been doing quite well.
Wouldn't it be really bad if I just like completely annihilated you guys?
I think Matt two. I think we had a tie once. I think Matt won two and you won one. But
yeah,
I think
that's the way it is.
Okay, here we go. Are you guys ready for your first sound?
Yes.
Matt out in the field, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, here we go. It has started.
Am I supposed to say it when I know what it is?
If you know it, say it.
Is the weed turning on?
That's right!
Yeah. I was like, I know it's a Nintendo console turning on, but which one?
Ah, Farron gets on the board early.
Yeah.
I'm way too excited.
We have seven sounds?
Yeah, you have seven sounds. There's plenty of room for all sorts of comebacks going on. Okay, here we go. Here's another one for you. Ready for this?
Oh, God.
PS3 turn on?
That's right.
Yeah.
I hit you with two consoles this time.
It was a what now?
PS3 turning on.
Okay.
I was like, it's the same thing, but which console?
I'm like, that's the sound the orchestra makes when they're warming up, but that's not a video
game. That's also true.
Okay, so it's Farron 1, Matt 1, Adam 0. Didn't have to point that out, but I will just to make you feel it. Now, on to the third sound. Probably the toughest one, if I do say so.
You're staring at me like you expect me to know it from that.
Well, I don't expect Farron to know it.
I feel like this makes for bad radio, just the sound.
No. Our listeners are thrilled by this.
Okay.
Is there more, or is it just this?
This is it. For an hour. I'll sit here until you guys get it right.
Okay. Oh my God, is this... Did you pick, like, the Mass Effect engine room sound or something like that?
I picked the Normandy ambient sound.
Yeah! I am taking that point.
Absolutely. That's close enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You need to splice it in with Shepard walking around and then...
I say again, as a statement, nerd.
And proud. That's right.
Not as an insult, just,
I don't
just
care
a statement.
If I get nothing else.
Okay, so
that's pretty good.
I got a three-way tie. I'm pretty excited about this. Okay, this is great. Ready for this is the shortest sound. Actually, it's not. Second shortest sound coming up right here.
Is that when Pac-Man gets his
a Pokemon cry.
Yeah, but which one?
I'm going to give you guys, since it's so short, a guess per play.
Okay.
Got it? So it's not Butterfree, Matt.
Okay.
Adam, do you have a guess?
It is a Pokemon cry.
It is a Pokemon cry.
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo. That's right.
I know it's first... Like, Matt was on the right track. I know it's first gen, but...
I was trying to pick one that would be relatively iconic.
Yeah.
So, there you go. I feel... I
feel
like Pikachu
and stuff.
I never
got to Mewtwo.
Okay, so it's Matt 2... Or, sorry, Adam 2. Matt 1, Farron 1. Sound 5. Here we go.
Oh. Is this the intro music to Fallout 3?
No, that's Adam's guess. Matt, do you have a guess?
Got
a cowboy feel to it.
It's just going to be a guess. I don't know, something from Dead Space? I have no idea.
Not Dead Space. I'll play it one more time. Give you a hint. It's a company theme.
It's a company's theme.
Oh.
Well, Farron hasn't had a guess yet, so she gets one.
Apparently, it's the long version.
I don't even know what you mean by company theme.
Like, when a
you
company's
mean, like,
logo plays.
Like Nintendo or...
Yeah.
Yeah. But not either of those.
Not either of those? I just said Nintendo.
Nintendo or whatever you were thinking. It's not that one either.
Where? I was thinking Atari.
All right.
I don't know.
One more guess, Adam. Okay. I'll play it. Adam and Matt, one more guess. Actually, Farron, too. But,
yeah, I have no idea what's
I'd
going on.
I'd be impressed.
That's the music for, like, when a company's logo comes up on screen.
Yep.
Is it Naughty Dog?
Not Naughty Dog. Adam.
I'm going to take a blind stab in the dark and say, because it's you, CD Projekt Red.
No.
worth a try.
Valve. Valve.
Really? That's... Okay.
Can you see the little valve in the back of the guy's head?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay.
I figured since everyone has Steam, you might have heard the Valve theme somewhere.
Yeah, no, okay. All right.
So no. All right, so there. It's still Adam 2, Matt 1, Farron 1.
Sound 6.
Sound 6 of 7.
The Joker from Arkham?
Nope. Kirby! Shoot. Well, you were supposed to hear that, but nope, that was Sound 7 was Kirby noises. Oh. But the autoplay on YouTube has just spoiled Sound 7. That was not the sound, though. You did not have that right. It was not Joker.
Oh, it's in Majora's Mask. It's when you die. It's the laugh.
No.
No?
Well, I mean, sort of. That's not specific enough.
Oh. It's the merchant. The mask merchant.
The happy mask salesman. Yeah.
Wow, right. I really don't like that just in my ear.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
It's really unpleasant.
But that's the point.
It makes me feel very...
I skipped by it when I was 8. But yeah, the last sound was just a whole bunch of Kirby noises.
First one's specifically the OG Super Smash Bros. When you select Kirby.
Yep.
Actually, it's from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
But, okay, so if we assume that maybe we'll give that one to Matt. Why not?
Because
that still means Adam wins.
Well, he got the game right.
Yeah, he got the game right. Adam wins with
three
points. Matt gets two. And Farron, out of nowhere.
On the board.
Came out. Yeah, that was very impressive and got one. However.
I felt like I was being bamboozled. Like you were joking. But the number of times where like we'd turn on the Wii and then lose the remote and there was no power button on my TV and we just listened to that over and over, yeah. It's burned in my memory. I had a flashback to eating popcorn on the floor. Not off of the floor, sitting on the floor.
That's why I think those console themes are perfect because you've heard them a billion times and you don't necessarily know where.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is it for our time, everybody. I hope very much that you enjoyed it. Stay tuned next week. We're hoping to have an interview lined up for Icon to prep you for it. Listen to us on whatever podcast app you can. Like
except
us on
Spotify.
Facebook, subscribe, except for Spotify. It's just your friend that wants Spotify, Adam. I'm sure you can download another app. But we will see you guys next week.